News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Friday, 2:07 PM, Friday, the end of the week. I'm telling you, it feels like it just flew right by. Then again, I'm also glad it's Friday. But yeah, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, like the dude just said. And we got a great show for you. And as always, well, this week it's like, and thankfully, Copper is running the board. Hey, Copper.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I'm just still getting over the lack of my comfort zone when you weren't here. But you were gone for good reason, so I'm not complaining.
I'm glad that I am needed.
You are. You are indeed, and you're missed when you're not here. Oh. But yeah, you were gone for, like, if I had to pick a reason for you to be gone, that would be it.
Indeed.
Hey, get that triple dipper sound effect ready for us, Copper. So today we got a great show. I'm pretty excited about this. Got some guys coming on, both of whom I know and respect and think the world of. A guy named Andy Roth is coming on at 3 p.m. Now, Andy has been with Club for Growth for quite a while, Club for Growth Foundation, and he is now spearheading an effort that could bring conservative caucuses into our state legislature. We'll talk to him about that later. And then at 4 o'clock, so we've been talking about supply chain. Supply chain, what is happening with the supply chain? Well, a guy named Mark Colson, a friend of mine from Montgomery days, is going to be on the air. Mark is the president and CEO of the Alabama Trucking Association, and we'll get his perspective from the industry about what they're seeing through trucking in supply chain issues. But right now, Copper, hit that triple dipper for me.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
So here's where we're going today, folks. Triple Dipper. Three stories or three themes that we're going to run with throughout. All right. We're going to start off with the Freedom Caucus. What exactly is that? All right. This is a conservative show. I make no bones about it. This is a news talk, but it's also a conservative news talk. Well, there's one caucus up in D.C. that has made a name for itself in the last 5 or 6 years as becoming sort of the bastion of conservatism. They're the ones who typically are sort of bucking the trends. They are willing to take a stand. They'll even push back against their own leadership if that's what it takes, because they stand upon certain principles. And I'm going to get into more of that in just a minute. So the Freedom Caucus, you may want to know more about them if you don't already. I'm going to be outlining that for you. And then at 3 o'clock, also, we're talking to Andy Roth about how it could impact our state legislatures. That's number one on the Triple Dipper. Number two on the Triple Dipper, supply chain madness. All right, supply chain madness, what is happening? I got a story here that even says it's going to be hard to get chicken nuggets in the restaurant, and my grandson does not want to hear that. So supply chain madness is number two in the Triple Dipper. And then number three, it's all just fluid now. That's what I'm calling it. It's all just fluid. Are you aware that schools, potentially even in Huntsville, that schools are becoming the place where it's safe for kids to identify their pronouns and to change their gender identity without parents knowing it's even happening? Are you aware of that? Well, we're going to talk about that at the top of the show. It's all just fluid now. That's what I'm calling number three. But, you know, I mentioned the Freedom Caucus, right? So, principles. That's where I'm headed right now in the Right Side Way. But, you know, December's here, right? Here we are. It is December 3rd. Christmas is right around the corner. Don't panic if you haven't got all your shopping done. You've got at least a couple of days left. As I was thinking about Christmas gifts, I was hearkening back to the many, many, many times as a dad that it was my role on Christmas Eve to put things together. You know the deal. That special toy or that thing that you wanted to have it sitting out ready to go when the kids wake up, already assembled from its 317 separate plastic parts, batteries not included. And there was always the ubiquitous owner's manual, the handbook, if you will, printed in multiple languages, hopefully translated well, and often with pictograms that informed you how to insert prong A into slot B on color-coded section Roman numeral 1 and then attach to the previously connected parts C and D in like manner, but this time upside down. God. No way on God's green earth that would have ever been put together right without the handbook, I'm saying. No way. Not at all. But handbooks are not just for toys and building model kits and things like that. Years ago, when I was young and full of vinegar, I went to Army Ranger School, and every single one of us was supposed to report with a specific packing list of items, and among those items was a copy of the Ranger Handbook. The Ranger Handbook was designed as a hip pocket manual, small enough to fit into a pocket, and you had to have it with you at all times. It was about 4x4 square, about a half inch thick, had everything in it you would want to know, and let me tell you, When you've gone for 3 days straight without sleep or food, you're going to struggle to remember some of the basics like how to write a field op order, how to maintain certain key aspects of small unit tactics, or how to set up a patrol-based security plan. And more than once, and sometimes under orders from the Ranger instructors, I pulled out that Ranger handbook, took it out of its three layers of Ziploc bags, and flipped open to a page that held exactly what I needed to know that my fog-filled brain could not recall by itself. And then Christians, we have the Bible, a handbook for life, a guide for our faith. And I've said many times that Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun, and he was right. Everything that life can throw at you, every encouragement and discouragement, every victory and every trial is already covered somewhere between Genesis and Revelation. And I'm a firm believer in memorizing passages of Scripture, and I can't tell you how many times those verses have just jumped back into the front of my mind when I needed them most. Now, as a dad, I would not have wanted to try and build Christmas toys without those instructions. As a Ranger, I fully saw the value of having that Ranger handbook in my cargo pocket at all times. As a Christian, I believe the Bible is a handbook for daily living and guides my own faith walk. My point here, in relating all of this to you, is that each of those provided a foundational, basic set of informations, things with which I could not have been successful without them. So now, let me flip the switch a little bit. I look at politics, and I wonder, where's the handbook for all this? Where's the guide that says on page 9 that in such and such a debate or a bill or a policy issue that an elected official should or should not do something? Well, aside from following existing laws and rules of parliamentary procedure, there's really not one. Or is there? The short answer is yes, technically there can be. There's a strong possibility of having a guide to political decision-making. I suggest that something, though, like that must be well thought out in advance, something that's published and to which a politician has been willing to attach their name. In politics, we generally call that a platform or an agenda. And I'm not just talking about some ad space where they told you in 30 seconds that they will always, surely, without fail, unequivocally be the best person for the job because of what little they could cram into a soundbite or a Twitter post. It also means more when those politicians band together with others to say that it's we and not just I that stand together on these things. And that's why we often see our politicians belonging to parties, whether Democrat or Republican. An independent is someone who doesn't necessarily have a team, in my opinion, and that's fine, as long as they'll tell you why. But even within party politics, you often find differences of opinion or key areas of influence within a party. And then we get into what are often known as caucuses. And we've got them in Montgomery. We've got the House Republican Caucus, the Legislative Prayer Caucus, the Mountain Lakes Caucus, the TVA Caucus, and we got them up in D.C. There's one called the Problem Solvers Caucus, and the one that I'm going to focus on today is called the Freedom Caucus. When you have a group of elected officials that are willing to band together to promote an agenda and to stand on certain principles, it brings a certain gravitas to their positions. And those principles then become the handbook, if you will, the guide, the instructions for how people can expect them to react on certain issues. They are willing to get out in public on what it is they stand for. The House Freedom Caucus right now, I believe, has two of our Alabama delegation among its members with a set of principal positions that govern the way they will address matters that involve deficit spending, civil liberties, the preservation of our foundational documents, the benefits of having a vested federal republic, where the centralized control of D.C. does not have total say over state sovereignty. Many, many elected officials don't want a handbook. They want to remain fluid because in their eyes, negotiation is hampered by taking a stand. I disagree. Operate from a position of here's who I am and here's what I stand for, and people will respect that, and they will flock to it. It's called leadership. Handbooks. Guides for how to navigate these turbulent times that we're in, they do exist, and I submit that our politicians would do well to tell us where they stand and what handbook they are going by. So today, we're going to take some time to look at what happens when politicians decide that they do have a true guide. What is it like to have that as an elected official? And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Handbooks, man. Handbooks. I'm just telling you, there are times when you got to have a reference point. You got to have that basis that guides you for the next step. You got to have something that refreshes you as to where you stand. And you've got to have something that tells the world, here's what I hung my hat on. Here's how I'm building my resume. Here's who I am as a person. Here's my handbook. We need more of that in elected office. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back.